Yeah, whip him out.
Whip him out. No.
I know there's cameras here, but they won't check it unless we damage the studio. If that's the way the muse moves you, pulls them out, girl.
That's how their concerts must be, I bet.
Muse. Oh, the band. I was speaking of the actual muse.
I was speaking of the band playing.
Were you
right
being
now.
Clever with me?
No.
Oh, my brother's band.
Yeah.
He better pray, my brother, guitarist and writer for Gray Sky Eternal, he better pray his concerts aren't like that, because he's at, like, the little kid metal clubs, so it's a bunch of, like, 13-year-olds with braces holding up their first lighter. They don't even do lighters at concerts anymore. You hold up your cell phone.
Yeah, with a picture of a lighter on it.
I've just seen the flash being held up, the flashlight.
I used to have an app, like, 6 phones ago. That was just a lighter that with a flickering flame. I thought I was the coolest person at the Fall Out Boy show.
Did everyone laugh, ironically?
I don't know.
Did they go,
That's exactly.
Which in that apathetic crowd is, I begrudgingly give you your props, sir.
Yes, that's hilarious.
It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio.
I'm not.
Joined by Laura Caputo, who is not me. That is what she said, and it's the truth.
Thank God.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. I usually say go there for a new episode every Monday and every Thursday, but we've been screwing the pooch on that lately, and until I build that trust back up, just go there for whenever.
Every day. Check
yeah.
back every day.
Exactly. Like when your dog went away to that farm.
Oh, God.
After they took him to the vet. Just keep checking the door. Maybe it was true.
Oh,
maybe he is going to run away from the farm and come back to you.
Buddy, come back.
And then you know it was meant to be. In addition to that, do iTunes. Please, if you touch iTunes, any sort of iProduct, and you don't even need an iPhone for it, you can also do an Android, just whatever can access iTunes. Subscribe to Papa's Basement there. Look up Papa's Basement. Not in Papa's Basement. It's not smart enough to put that together. I don't know why. It just looks for an in at the front, and you will get nothing related to Papa's Basement.
Oh.
Subscribe, rate us well, blah, 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 and follow me on Twitter, at Papa's Basement. You are at whatever.
Oh, really?
I'm not even going to try? I'll link it in the post.
That's what Papa's you said
Basement.
Last time. And
didn't I?
Nope, totally wow. didn't.
That does sound like my MO. I am a man of habit.
Yeah. Find me at Accio Vibranium. If you're not a giant nerd like me, that's AccioVibraniuM.
If they Google that, will they find out what it means?
Accio.
And then can one of you who looks it up tell
is
me?
A summoning spell from Harry Potter, which you should know because you're a huge fan.
I read them once each. I don't know if that makes me huge.
And vibranium is from the Marvel world. It's
how my mom gets through her life
exactly.
without a husband.
Exactly. I had no idea where to go from there.
It's okay.
You just dropped that on me, and I was suddenly
it's okay.
so depressed.
It's like your third day in the gym, and I'm like squat 315. Someday.
Squat.
Someday, young Padawan. See? There you go. There's some nerdy crap for you. To quote Liz Lemon, though, I'm not some nerd slut bouncing between Harry Potter and Star Wars. It's just Star Wars for me.
Mm.
And then later in that episode, she was arrested at Harry Potter Land for cutting in line. This is the Valentine's show. We actually recorded a show before this. God, it feels weird doing two Papas in a row, by the way.
I'm sure it does.
Well, I almost always do the football show, which is just such a gimme. You go to Pro Football Talk, you summarize a couple articles, and before you know it, it's like an hour's gone by. For some reason, Howard is mystified that it goes so quickly each time. And I'm like, when there's outside prep and you're just covering news stories, it's the easiest damn thing on earth. That's why every daily show, guys who do it 5 times a week, your prep is just reading the news. And then regurgitating it and giving your take on it. Because are you tapping your leg?
Sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I got good ones.
Sorry.
When I want to.
Sorry.
When I was listening to my brother get, you know, have sex in the room next to me growing up, I could zone that out. But if we're in this quiet chapel, I can hear you do the little.
Oh, it's my boots that are squeaking. That's why.
Oh, really? It's not jean leg on jean leg? That's what I thought I was hearing.
No, I'm not wearing jeans.
Oh, I forgot. You're on your dress or something.
Yeah, I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, God. So it would have been like dry snakeskin if it hadn't been the boots.
I'm wearing leggings.
Jeggings?
Nope.
What is a jegging versus a legging?
No. Jegging
yeah.
is like denim leggings.
Oh.
They're like jeans, but spandexy, I assume.
And what's a pegging? Do you wear that?
What the hell is that?
You didn't roll with that.
Sorry.
Pegging is when like a chick puts legs? On a strap on and bangs a dude in the...
I was thinking pirates.
You're close. I mean, it is an instrument of that rough shape and not so much the size.
You
unless
know
a guy's
that.
In for a good gaping, a good goatsy.
Oh, yeah.
I guess this is the dirty episode then.
Ooh,
I'll upload the clean one. We recorded this one second, but all the stuff that I had on the outline before Valentine's Day took the whole episode. Like at 48 minutes, I was like, fuck, ride this one into the sunset. We're done. Why would you tear through all the prep you did? Because we do this once a week, we don't really have to rely on the news if we don't want to. We can do rather evergreen episodes. I mean, this is Valentine's related, but we're not like specifically making it Valentine's 2014. Unless, like, I don't know, my girlfriend dies in a violent accident 2 days from now.
Oh,
just putting
Christ.
That into the universe. Just sewing that into the fabric of the space-time continuum.
That's terrible.
Either it won't happen and I'll be happy, or it will happen and I'll sound like Nostradamus. It's win-win.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that's my anyhow. The it's a shorter crutch, but it's still a transition crutch. We wanted to do the Valentine show because it's just rife with material. God, it's going to last 10 minutes. And then we're just going to be doggy paddling.
Just, so, like
just
your Valentine's
looking
Day.
At shore. Oh,
oh,
a duration joke of a sexual nature. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Oh.
I'm scrolling down the actual outline to Valentine's Day right now because I want to see what I said I wanted to talk about. There's some good stuff in here. Not kidding. Ooh, yes, I remember. We're going to start off with this.
Hmm.
Are you aware of my reputation as a bit of a J-H-E-W? Hugh. a soft J?
Yeah.
Bit of that when it comes to the spending.
Yeah.
Now, I treat you to a bit in the food department sometimes when we hang out, once, twice, maybe. One time I got you a juice earlier today, and I want to
that
act
one time
like,
today?
Yeah, I want to act like I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for it.
You're such a gentleman.
Well, it was a little something, right?
Nice.
That's really...
Thanks for throwing me the bone there.
Yeah, throwing the bone, little something. It's all dick jokes today. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're kind of out there, but it all comes back to that. It's a peniocentric theory of the universe.
Everything.
So I'm frugal, as we say on Seinfeld. My people, the Jews. I'm not really Jewish. I'm Greek.
You look Jewish.
I know. To quote Strangers with Candy, Greeks are just Jews without money.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's the best line ever. It is profound and true.
It's yeah.
I like saving loot. I don't really see the point in spending it. Anything you spend it on that's fleeting, you don't have the longest memory of. God damn it. Hold on. I have to take a business call. We're back. I'm backing you right now after 10 minutes of a phone call. What's momentum? We don't have it on the show right now, but we'll build it back.
We have the occasional screeching halt.
We will build a Barrett back. We're talking Valentine's Day. We're talking the fact I'm usually a cheapskate. Because what the hell? I like saving my money. I don't make a ton of it. I'm good for like 45-ish a year, something like that. In this area, that's dog ass. Oh, wait, this is a dirty one. It's dog shit.
That'd be so nice if I made that money.
Yeah, it would, but it doesn't go that far. You really got to hoard it so you have it for a rainy day.
I make a quarter of that.
Ooh, braggart. You're like that parade magazine that we get once a year, and it's like what people earn. And there's like always the one guy who's like at 900,000 and then the other guy who's at 9,000.
9,000, yeah. That's me.
Oh. Well, you're the poor one on the cover.
I am.
What do you do? What would it say your job is on the cover of Parade?
I'm an artist.
Oh, okay. Say no more. I'm an artist too. I'm a podcasterist.
Well, I'm an artist of many mediums. I'm a makeup artist. I work for a store that sells that stuff.
Like actual, what do you do?
Well, at the store, I'm a skincare consultant because I have more experience with that because
so
I used to work for Aveda.
You can look at my skin and tell me why
you
I have like
a huge mess.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, no,
I'm just kidding.
No, I got some shit fucked up.
It's okay.
The blackheads.
Yeah, man.
Are you going to fix that for me?
Dude, you know what would help? Get a Clarisonic.
I thought you were going to say urine.
Get a shit face facial. No, there's this awesome device called Clarisonic, and it's like, you know the Sonicare toothbrushes?
Yeah, I got like a lot of cavities from that, actually.
From that?
Yeah, it didn't function at all for me, for whatever reason.
Did you use it right?
I used it as a suppository.
That's probably why.
And I thought the vibrations would go out my mouth.
That's where you went
and
wrong.
And I cleaned the back of my teeth for once.
That's exactly how that was supposed to work. No, it's like that, but for your face. It cleans, it like sucks all the shit out of your pores.
Well, not to drive home the Jew point, but how much?
The cheapest one is $150.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's totally worth it. I've been using mine for months now, and
you do have the skin of a baby angel.
I know, right?
That is
Thank
impressive.
You.
But did you have shitty skin before?
No. I've well, always then. Had amazing skin. No, I'm just kidding. I had huge pores. So huge, in fact, in high school, they used to think they were freckles.
Oh, I thought there was going to be like a rhyming horrible name, like
no,
poor
no,
whore.
No, that's funny. No, I had a friend turn to me and go, I didn't know you had freckles. And I was like, I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had gigantic pores. And ever since I started using it, you can't see anything. And it's amazing.
Because like my nose, if you squeeze any chunk of my nose, it looks like a little worm is crawling
yep,
out. Like those little flat cinder things that you got as a kid on the 4th of July and lit them up and they just turned into a snake.
Yep, that's what,
That's what my nose looks like.
Because your pores are clogged with shit.
But I squeeze them out.
Do you wash your face every day?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. You're already way ahead of half the male population.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the shower, you just put soap on a rag. I have three things I clean with. I have my poof, because I'm a poofter, as the British say, and a fruit, as the Americans would say. I use one of those poofs with a gel douche as the, I believe, the Spanish term for my shower cleansing gel is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it listed as gel douche if you look at it? Yeah,
it totally is.
You're playing along admirably. Good for you. So I use that for the body.
No, you were totally right. That's exactly what it says on the bottles.
Okay, cool. You just seem like you have a smirk. Like, I don't really know, but I guess that is what's on the bottle.
No, it totally is.
Okay.
That's why it's hilarious.
So I use my gel douche.
Gel douche.
And I have two rags. I have one for my face and one for my asshole.
That's really smart.
Yeah. Well, do you want the twain to meet? I don't. What am I going to act like the rag doesn't have fecal bacteria on it? Because after digging into my ass crack, I put it under the shower head like an offering to a Greek god for 5 seconds. And I rinse out the soap and the visible fecal matter, if there is any. And then I'm supposed to flip that over and go, now for my eyeballs. I'll wind up like Bob Costas.
Topical.
Yeah.
So
for those listening good. 2 years from now, because I will be famous and huge sometime, or I'm going to kill a lot of people in a mall and they're going to be sifting through this website for like clues as to why I did it. Bob Costas is currently covering the Winter Olympics and has big pink like baboon asshole eyes. Continue.
Oh, pink eye. That's hilarious. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, your shitty face.
Yeah, my huge pores that you could put like a Mack truck through.
So what kind of soap do you use?
I alternate between like an ivory, like just whatever stuff that the rest of my family wiped across their pubis that goes on my face to wash off. And I know that's not the best.
Okay, no, don't stop. Stop, stop.
But
stop.
I also use the Queermo scrubs once in a while, and that doesn't seem to have any real difference.
Okay, so get something that's actually meant for your face. Bar soap is not meant for your face.
Okay.
Get something like aimed towards men, because men have thicker skin than females. So,
all right.
That's always good. You should get something with salicylic acid in it that will help.
That's the blackhead thing.
Yeah, and it'll help dissolve the crap on your face. But also, you know, get a something scrubby for once a week. A nice exfoliator.
Once in a while.
Maybe use some Biore pore strips.
I dabble in this fruitery. This is one of my vices. I do love. We were just talking about what a yid I can be.
Oh, that's true.
But I also I will cough up for cleansing products for the body. I love smelling
fantastic.
Nice, like a good deodorant. I won't buy like $2.50 bar of deodorant. I'll spring for like the $4 Old Spice, and not the crappy Old Spice, the Fiji new Old Spice.
That's the one I wear.
Really?
Yeah.
They have it for girls?
No. I don't wear girl deodorant because it smells like pansy ass.
Okay.
I'm weird. I'm really weird. I wear men's deodorant because it smells good. I don't want to smell like a powdery butthole. I want to smell good.
Like a sweaty butthole.
I want to smell like a sweaty butthole. No. I switch between Matterhorn and Fiji. No, not Matterhorn. No, not Matterhorn.
Wasn't that the name of the fake movie in, what was the movie with the show with the fake celebrity on HBO, Entourage? What, didn't they do Matterhorn one season?
Did not watch that.
Okay.
Sorry.
One of those things that I just crushed in like a 2 week period. Because I'm like, I should watch this.
I have a crush on Jeremy Piven, so I should probably watch that.
Out of all the characters, that's the one.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
He is a gross little goblin.
He's really weird. I don't know.
I think it's weird that he had less hair earlier in his career.
Oh, I had a...
And now he has more hair and a line at the back of his scalp.
Oh, that's weird.
Like they plucked something from it. Continue.
I liked him in Serendipity, that dumb movie with John Cusack. I liked his character.
Oh, and the British girl, right? Who fights the werewolves?
Yes.
Was she the...
In that movie, exactly. There are werewolves in Serendipity. No,
she's
Kate Beckinsale.
Good. Yeah, that one's got a body.
I really like that movie.
That is what we call a tasteful yet sexy white woman curvature. What? She's got like a tasty white woman ass. Then, I don't know. I don't want to say Nicki Minaj for black chick ass because Nicki Minaj looks like a fucking centaur. I'd hit it. Don't get me wrong because what the shit? Why not? But she has like ass implants, obviously.
I've never noticed.
Really?
I don't think. I'm always too distracted by her face.
I don't hate it. I don't like it.
It's just creepy. She's surprised all the time.
Well, because she does weird eyebrow shit. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah.
Or you're doing a pantomime of her expression. She seems very made up. I don't like a heavily made up bitch. I don't know about you.
What about my face right now?
Well, yours is good, but I don't know. You have like purple hair and you did matching purple eyebrows. Like that's at least offbeat and different. I just don't like a chick that looks like she's going out to the club and takes like 2 hours to do her stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my god.
Maybe I just don't like a type of woman, and that type typically is big into the primping.
Yeah. Well, you could wear a lot of makeup and not look like you're wearing a lot of makeup.
That is true.
Like me right now.
All right. We might go to Target after the recording. We'll get me some face cleaning stuff.
We'll get you some makeup.
Let's get to Valentine's Day.
I'll take you to my store.
Okay. Can I have free shit?
No.
Enter the Jew.
Is that a movie?
It's like a parody of Enter the Dragon, yeah. Okay. I just want to brag to the world that I did write this Valentine's. I coughed up a lot. Because apparently in this culture, the right thing is the spendy thing.
Yeah. For Valentine's Day, at least. It's a good
day. I would say for a couple things, like birthdays, Christmas, Valentine's Day.
That's the time to go, like, stereotype and just blow it all.
I did okay.
Nice.
I want to brag.
Okay.
Because I started off small with the items I was going to get the girlfriend. I pronounce that like Gru from Despicable Me. She's a GARLFRAND, girlfriend.
Girlfriend. That's adorable. Why have you seen that movie?
Might be because my girlfriend is younger and obsessed with Despicable Me.
Is she 12?
That would be more of like a six-year-old thing, actually. No, she's in her early 20s.
Okay.
And the kids, I guess, they like the Despicable Me.
Mm.
So it was a big production. I remember one time we were chilling and we caught the end of number one and she was losing her shit. She was like, Minions! Minions!
Oh, my God.
And what? Who? The Minions are funny.
No, they were put there... For the children.
Yeah, like, they're like the fucking Ewoks.
That's the part of the movie for the six-year-olds.
What, like the rest is deep?
Yeah.
Come on. The Minions are the enjoyable part about that.
I don't know. I made
they're like decent icing on a shit cake.
My last show, at MAGFest, I made a bunch of Minion.
At what?
Now I have to go and explain this shit.
MAGFest?
MAGFest, Music and Gaming Festival.
Okay,
it's
so...
It's like the biggest thing
I'm
ever.
Just going to ask you right now, do you think any teenager in high school going to MAGFest and telling a popular kid about that has ever heard MAGFest referred to as something that rhymes with it?
Yes.
All right, continue.
No, probably not. Dude, there's so many different people that go to those things. It's a music and gaming festival. Like, everybody plays video games.
Everyone who cannot throw a perfect spiral.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I made, for those who don't care, I make jewelry and I sell them at nerdy conventions. So I made Minion necklaces this year. Everybody lost their shit. Everybody was so excited. Like, I don't like them.
Especially
but,
the Disney people.
But I wanted to.
Or Pixar. Who makes them?
DreamWorks.
Okay, whatever.
Sony. There's... I don't know. Sorny. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, I just wanted to see how they would do. Because
wasn't going that quickly to begin with. You could catch it.
Fuck yourself. Yeah. So people like the Minions.
Do you like them? You seem
no.
like
I don't.
I think they
kinda annoy the shit out of me.
I think they're kind of cute. They like, make the noises. They look silly.
Yeah. Whenever they had those, like, the teaser trailer for, like, the second one, and they would just, like, be like, bang, bang, and they were just making noises and shit, and I was just like.
They make little baby kind of noises.
Well,
she likes her Minion.
That's adorable.
Over Christmas, some of my shittier stocking stuffers, I got her three Minions from China. They took like 3.5 weeks to get here.
Aww.
I didn't realize every single option on Amazon was like shipping out of Shangchuanghua province. So.
Are they made of lead?
I wouldn't rub them around your eyes. Okay. Let's put it that way. If you value your vision, if you don't want to get that milky shit that like movie blind people get, don't sleep with them at night. Otherwise, they're perfect. I got her that. I got her Minion t-shirt. That was some of like the lighter gift stuff.
That's adorable.
Thank you. This time for her Valentine's, I'm like thinking to myself, I got to do something and I want it to be worth a damn. I don't want to just piss it away on flowers. I know chicks like flowers. I fucking hate flowers.
I hate flowers.
All I can see is my money wilting.
I hate flowers, but I want to get them every so often, but I hate them. Does that make sense?
That is most women.
It's like, no, it's not. Most women are just like, flowers!
Yeah, but they want to act like they don't like them, and then they get them, and they're like,
That is the
exact noise they make.
That was adorable.
So I started with a little bag. You can judge my boyfriend score as we progress. So we start with a bag that said Happy Valentine's Day, and it was filled with that crepe paper shit. Whatever. You're not a normal girl. Just pretend you're normal for once in your damn life.
Wait, like the shredded stuff?
No.
Or just tissue paper?
I don't want a fucking hamster to live in it. Like tissue paper.
Okay.
So it's red, white, pink, whatever the fuck Valentine's colors are.
Red, white, and blue.
I start with a bunch of her favorite candy. She's a Reese's Cup girl, so I get like Reese's hearts, and then there's like mini Reese's hearts. Ooh. So I get about 15 bones worth of that shit and just dump it in. That's like, I don't know, 5-6 inches of candy right there.
Damn.
So then, what am I up to so far?
Out of
100. We're going to just slowly progress up the totem pole.
You're?
Because I think I got
a 20.
Perfect. I think I got a perfect 100 on this.
That's 20.
We're going to continue.
Favorite candy is 20 points.
Okay. So then she's obsessed with cats. She loves cats. So
that's why
I got
her.
It helps. So I got a card with a kitten on its back, and it's just his tummy. And his little muzzle. And it had some cute shit inside. Points?
Yeah. 5.
Okay, 25. From there, she's obsessed with 30 Rock and was watching that on Netflix. It was about to end for the first time for her. She doesn't really understand. She can simply rewatch it. She's like, oh my God, there will never be a new 30 Rock again.
Yeah,
this
but
is the pits.
It's depressing.
It is. But it's great on a rewatch because I watched so much of it with her the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, if you're like, 30 Rock's over, it'll never happen again. Just rewatch it.
It's
pretty good. Once you get done with season one, where it's finding itself, by season two, it's all good. So I get her Bossy Pants. And not the copy you lent me, because that had a couple telltale bends. She would have known it wasn't new. So thanks. Thanks, ass.
Fucked up my book?
No, you sent me, you gave me like a 95% mint copy. But that 5%, girls have eyes that when it comes to scanning for damage on a gift and like, this isn't new, you piece of shit.
Okay.
So I got her Bossy Pants.
Mm-hmm.
From there, initially, points?
10.
35. I'll take that. Initially, I was then going to get her some lingerie in her size. You know, just go to Victoria's Secret, get bra and underwear, that kind of shit.
It's not really a present. Like, that's more,
anything,
present for you.
Not anything too racy, just like red and pink bras
know,
and panties.
But I mean,
and crap.
Like, that's something a girl buys herself as a present for you. You don't buy her that stuff.
I'm not saying like garters and shit like she has to wear once a year.
Okay.
Like actual normal underwear she will then use. It's just cool to put it on and be like, this is fresh and new for me. Unlike your vagina, because we live in a culture of tramphood.
Hmm.
What?
That's sweet.
Just saying, I've only...
That'd be nice to write in a card.
I've only swiped one V-card ever. She's not a whore by any means. I'm just saying, no one I'm sleeping with at this point in my life is fresh and new. Hmm. Also, I'm not a pedophile, so...
That's true.
Yeah. She's fine in that department. I don't think there's any huge skeletons in the closet. I could be wrong. She might have a lot, but I don't think so. Did you just fart?
No, my leg hit the
okay
doodad.
Good. I'm glad you didn't brick my studio. So here's the big gift. Well, a couple other things. I took her to Melting Pot because she loved the thought of fondue, and I've never been to Melting Pot. I think it's a national chain.
It's pretty romantic.
It's got a little bit of an atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And it's,
which one did you go to, though?
I think Bethesda.
Okay.
Rockville, Bethesda area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one by where I live.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is. Gaithersburg.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. The mood there is nice.
Yes. Yeah, they did a good presentation. It was like 100 bones with tip. It wasn't...
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, we just did the multi-course meal. We both drank water, like recovering alcoholics. Mm. And so points there.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
20 points.
Mm, 15.
So I'm at 50. So I do the Melting Pot, and a couple weeks before all of this, her iPhone died.
Mm.
I mean, died. Mm. And I'm technically inclined, so I took it apart. I replaced some parts, and I realized the screen had bricked.
Mm.
And there's no easy screen replacement. You go on Amazon, you read the little star, you know, it's always 3 stars out of 5. That's the top review of any iPhone screen replacement. You read the comments. It's half people going, this is great, 5 stars. The other half, 1 star. They're like, this Chinese piece of shit. Ironic because Apple's everything is made in China.
Yeah.
But I guess there's divides in Chinese quality. Makes sense when you really think about it.
Yes.
Not every Chinese shithole's a sweatshop. So I'm like.
And not every Chinese sweatshop's a shithole.
In the process of working, look at you, Lao Tzu over here. In the process of working on her iPhone, I might delete all the data that's on it. Might have done that. And by might have, I mean I certainly did.
Oh, ouch.
She's not a bitchy woman, but I could tell there are a couple subtle, not so subtle digs about that, where it's like every 5 minutes it just kind of came up.
Side note.
Uh-huh.
That's why I have an Android.
Why?
Because I can, like, all my shit I have backed up to Google.
She could do that too. She just doesn't.
Okay, fine.
she doesn't have iCloud backup. She never hooked it up to. She would hook it up to iTunes and never back it up.
Mm.
Like there was a backup that was about a year old on it, and I think it was from when she first got the phone.
Oh my!
So it contained pretty much jack crap, just a bunch of apps. I decided to go for the nuclear option because she drives around a lot for her work, and I saw her using the shitty little like 4-year-old Android she had, and like. The processor couldn't even handle working as a GPS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, all right, this has to stop. I take her busted iPhone, and for 200 bones plus a busted iPhone, they give you a new iPhone at the iPhone store.
Wow.
Well, the Mac store, whatever it's called. The Apple store.
Apple store.
Got it right, third try. So I coughed up a couple hundred for that and got our new phone. And I figured that would be a hit present. And it was, because my penis was touched. I'm just, with all that. Oh, and I coughed up for a hotel because we both live at home like winners. So I was, I think, out like $450, all things considered.
It's pretty nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good haul.
That phone is a good one. That's a good get.
I realized I wanted to do something genuinely nice. Didn't exactly have to do with the fact she's the chick.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be like, fuck it. She's in need. This will improve her quality of life a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly. I got my boyfriend got me a.
No one wants to fucking hear about this.
Fuck you.
Continue.
No, I'm not going to talk about it now.
Please, come on. We've got like 20 something minutes. Easily.
My boyfriend got me a Nexus 5.
What the fuck did I just say?
For our anniversary.
What is a Nexus 5?
It's the best goddamn phone on the market. It's really amazing.
Really?
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Is it compatible with
it's my
iPhone, aka the good phone?
No. Your phone is a piece of shit.
You are horrible.
Yeah.
Anyone who's too into Google, I find very nerdy. I'm sure it's a great product.
Oh, I'm a gigantic nerd.
I know.
I accept our inevitable Google overlords.
Well, Google is two things to me. One, cheap people who are just like, I signed up with Verizon, give me your free smartphone.
Yeah.
And two, guys who are like, my processor is 8% better than your iPhone's and the screen has an extra centimeter. Meh. And it's like, who gives a flying fuck? Like, we both hold magic in our hands. This is literal magic to a caveman.
But my magic is better.
Yeah, your magic's a little better. It's Accio Phono or whatever the fuck.
Aw, you're trying. It's cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I wanted to brag about that. We can talk about the whole Valentine's experience later.
No, yours, yeah, you got a lot of points. That was a good job.
Thank you. I not that she isn't thankful for it. She's been very thankful. I just want even more thanks, more appreciation. I want other people to say, hey, John, you cheap piece of shit. You're a good person. And all it cost me was like $450.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's it. If that's it, well, gee, maybe I'll do that every weekend until I'm broke in rather short order. You, what did you get? What did you do? Because I can give a whole story on what I did, but I feel there should be a give and take here. Or should I do the what I did thing too? Let's do the what I did thing too.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Some more money went into little tea candles. Is that what they're called?
Aw, little tea lights. Yeah.
Little tea lights, yes. I figured I would romance up the suite.
The hotel room.
The suite I purchased at, where the fuck was it? It was Bulger Center.
What the hell is that?
It turned out it had really good reviews on hotels.com, and it was like, I don't know, high stars, but also fairly cheap. Since our area is just for business and no one would come here for play, on the weekends, we can get a hotel rather cheaply. Like, I want to say this was like $90 total for their quote-unquote suite.
Wow.
Which just meant like a second shitty little room. There wasn't like a damn
couch in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
facing the second TV.
Yep.
There wasn't like a jacuzzi or anything. I just saw sweet, sure. Sweet. There. Horrible pun made.
Oh.
So I show up, and this thing was weird. It looked like a fucking college campus, not a hotel. It was down this really dark, winding road. I'm not joking. Everything's blanketed in snow. We're a day removed from that whole snowfall.
Oh, yeah.
You pull up. It's different buildings. It was like a conference center. And there's different buildings that I guess you would see different speakers at. But they had little hotels strewn throughout the buildings.
Like a little, like, village?
It was very village-esque. It actually, I got really creeped out. I'm not saying this for air. I kept thinking of that Swedish vampire flick called Let the Right One In. And they remade it a couple years ago over here called Let Me In. Both versions are really good. It's maybe one of the only times there's a great foreign film and the Americans do it as good or better. There's a fucking creepy, like, Nordic. There's snow everywhere, but there's a vampire living in this little apartment complex, and it looked exactly like the snowy apartment complex from that flick. And I finally found the place to check in, I was looking at the chick, and I'm like, okay, she's black. You don't see many black vampires. We're all right here. Is there blood under the nails? Maybe it's true blood. Tara's black. She's a vampire now. Got to be extra safe. I was looking for mirrors. I was seriously a little wigged out by this place. It really had a dorm feel. It was very, very creepy.
Were there a lot of people there?
Not so much.
Ooh, that's creepy.
It was very,
deserted
very
on Valentine's
empty.
Day.
When I walked in, it was literally the chick behind the counter and two like little kids that were very Shining-esque. They weren't twins, but they were just like playing
were they
old
her kids.
Nah, little white kids. No. But they were playing.
It could have been hers.
What, through adoption? She was rather dark-skinned. I'm just saying, what, I can't state biology? That's racist now? A very dark-skinned black chick isn't going to have two pasty European-looking kids?
Maybe her husband was Nordic.
Maybe she fucked powder. That's a reference for 94. But it was strange. They were playing old arcades, like the very first edition of Street Fighter, that kind of shit. It looked just ancient in there. I was not happy to be there. And I finally get to my room. It looks like a normal hotel on the inside. I'm relieved by that. And I hear within 10 minutes, quite what we call a fucking taking place. And I've never had sound travel through an air duct like that. I almost always thought that was something done in the movies and TV, the same way that they show you can like open a door with a credit card.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. I was hearing it clear as day. I was getting a real bang ol' show.
That's hot.
Is it? Like, I want it to be hot. I'm not saying is it, like, in a combative way. Like, oh, was it? It just, because trust me, if I was watching them fucking, I would have just railed one against the radiator. Like, that would have been it. I would have been spent by the time the girlfriend showed up for Valentine's. For whatever reason, just hearing sex doesn't do it for me a ton. Like, I'm like, this is awesome. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like it gets my heart beating. Like, I'm not even sure if voyeuristically watching people who don't know I'm watching would do it for me a ton. Like, maybe if it was two chicks or something. That'd be great. But just some dude like...
Two dudes?
Yeah, well, that would be extra awesome, of course. But now that we're moving away from the obvious, back to... Sorry. I had a roommate for about a month, and he was in the room right next to me, and he would just bang his chick a lot, and I'd hear it a bunch. And I wanted to jack one out to it back then because I was alone in my room, door locked. They were in their room, door locked. And it never did it for me. I don't even think watching them really. Like actual porn, like people who know they're producing something pornographic and they know there's something sexual about it. That's cool to me. Phone sex. Great. Like if some chick's like, I'm going to call up and play with myself on the phone and you do the same. That's both my applause and the sound I make. The listening to it, I wanted to get into it more than I did. And it actually got annoying later on because my chick and I, we wrap things up fairly quickly. She's like, okay, I kind of got mine. You got yours. Let's get back to watching the tube. And really, can you argue with that?
No.
How much fucking do you really need to take place in this lifetime? You give it to each other once a day. You give her one at night. We woke up the next day. We did another round. It's like, all right, let's get to Chick-fil-A before it closes. Who can debate any of this? This is good stuff.
That sounds magical.
Yeah, but this broad was just getting it, like making it, it made me feel bad. She was really getting a production over there. It reminded me of like my old fucking back when I was in shape and with chicks who were just bottomless pits of give me more. It diminished the experience because she was still going at like 1 a.m where we're like old people and we wanted to go to bed at that point. She was just like, you know, making the goddamn it noise. I could like, we were both in there in bed together and we're trying to sit there quietly. And it's one of those things like, maybe if I'm really quiet, it just won't happen again. And then from the next,
you just hear,
it wasn't any sort of pounding. It was just,
maybe she was hurt and you,
well, at first I thought I was hearing a violent crime and I was like, please let it be that. And then, yeah, it clearly established itself to be a fucking, at one point we even heard spanking.
Oh,
which
mixing it up.
There was a time where I thought that was the coolest thing on earth, all the rough shit. Now I'm just like, it's almost played out. It's like, I really got to spank your ass. This is just so trite. Can't we just stick it in and that's enough?
You're a simple man.
I've become a simple man. I used to be way in the other deep end, hair pulling, choking, name calling, spitting, all the fun shit. What?
Nothing.
Now I've become a simple man. Now it's like the be all and end all of life. It ain't sex. Let's get ours. Let's watch some Netflix. Get back to those Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Oh, nuggets.
Yeah. It was a good Valentine's overall, though. That I just
like
wanted
the
to show
Valentine's
off.
Day.
It did okay. Mm-hmm. It did okay. It had appeal.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You, tell me of your V-Day. We have, I want to say, actually about 20 minutes to fill. I know that says 46, but we had a phone call interlude like a motherfucker. Because I'm looking at our times right now. We got 9 minutes plus, here I am doing math on air. We got 40 minutes, I think, right now. So you want to give me 10 minutes of material?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We went to the movies.
Tell us of your boyfriend.
my boyfriend.
Explain the situation. The listener wants in on your life.
No.
This is voyeurism.
No thanks.
Tell us a little bit. You have a boyfriend. Establish that.
He's wonderful. We've been together for over 3 years.
You've given me more. Continue.
I don't know what else I'm willing to share with strangers.
I'm not asking for his girth. Just, are you happy?
Yeah, man.
All right. You met how?
OkCupid.
All right. I met via Tinder. Nice. The interwebs bring us everything now.
Yeah, man.
I can get a phone case off of Amazon and I can't get a box off it. Come on.
It was one of those times where I was like about to give up because I was sick of the internet dating. And then all of a sudden I saw his picture and I was like, oh, jackpot.
Nice.
And I remember on our first date, I texted my roommate and I texted her jackpot. And
why is that? Was he offering you pizza while exposing himself?
No. Yeah, that's exactly what our first date was.
I know what romance is.
We went to the local Chili's for our first date.
Okay.
I
did Starbucks for mine.
The conversation was fantastic. He was beautiful and it was wonderful. It was great. And we've been together ever since.
Cool. So Valentine's Day for you means what exactly as a girl? Give me the girl perspective. I know it's different girl to girl. This is the same thing when someone like asks a black person, they're like, are you okay with a white person using the N-word? And it's like, great. He speaks for his whole race. So you clearly aren't a racist.
I'm a racist misogynist. No, I'm just kidding.
People are going to hear that and be like, John sounded a lot like Laura right there.
Sorry, just got distracted by your high beams.
Oh, they're great, aren't they?
Yeah. Thank you.
Might have pulled them out.
I'm sorry.
I'm just, what do you like out of Valentine's? You seem like a low-key girl, but you should, one, never underestimate what someone wants for a holiday, and two, mm-hmm. I shouldn't assume. Maybe Valentine's is, you like a production.
I do. I love a parade. I like making a big deal out of stupid things like birthdays and Valentine's Day because I never really had it, like, when I was younger. Like, up until, like, a couple years ago.
How did you age then?
I didn't. Hold on. I had never dated anybody that really cared about that stuff. Like, in school, I always made a big deal.
But you said never. I mean, did your parents at least give you birthdays and stuff like that? Okay.
Yeah. But, like, I was always that person that, like, went all out for my friends and did stuff for them and, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff, and then like I never got anything in return.
I'm glad you came down off the cross to do the show with me today.
Not ever. but I mean, like, but that's when I was in that phase of
this is what, your late teens, early 20s?
Yeah, that was my phase of like I should expect, people should know what I like, you know, like I wasn't thinking like people should know, like they should be nice, like do nice things for me when
you haven't asked for them.
Exactly.
And yeah, then and then you get older and you're like, people aren't psychic. If you want something, just ask for it.
Exactly. So I was just doing for people what I wanted done for me and stuff
which
like that.
Which is also selfish in its own way, in all honesty.
Exactly. No, totally. So I grew up and then dated a slew of people that...
I'm glad you get that, by the way. I just want to put it out there right now. That is my mom's MO. I'm going to do for you exactly what I would enjoy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Thank you for that moment of...
Moment of interruption into crutch segue.
Yeah. That was adorable peek into your life. Anyway. So, I want to know that I'm special. You know? Who doesn't? So, do something nice. that's basically how I feel. Like,
yeah, I recognize this.
I'd like to know that...
And you want them... to want to have done it too.
Yes.
You want a wanting.
Yep.
It's not like you did it because you had to do it.
Yeah.
You wanted them to want to do it.
Exactly. And that's great because that's how it usually is. Like we like doing things for each other, my boyfriend and I.
Good.
So it's It's nice.
First two Valentine's Days together. Is this number three or four or two?
This
or
is number four.
Number four. What was done for the first three?
The first one we went to...
Upward trend, downward trend?
It's a pretty steady, awesome trend.
Okay.
The first one we went to this restaurant in Old Ellicott City, which was delicious, I think.
Old Ellicott City?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know there was such a thing. To me, Ellicott City is just a shithole. So when you say Old Ellicott City...
That's where I grew up, you dickwad.
I stand by my statements. So when you say Old Ellicott City, it just sounds like a ghetto.
It's like Main Street. It's like...
I got you. It's an old towny looking
thing.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. He got me this incredible glass blown necklace.
Oh.
Like silver and... Oh my God, it's one of my favorite things. I love it.
Very nice. Jewelry, tricky proposition, said the stutterer.
I love that. I love jewelry. Like it's. He always says like he doesn't want to get me jewelry because I make it, but I'm like, mm-hmm. not the kind that I want.
Yeah.
Like,
have you seen what I make? It's garbage. Get me something good.
I'm pretty sure I said exactly that. No, I'm just kidding. So that was the first one. The second one, we went to... my now favorite Italian restaurant in Georgetown called Filomena.
Oh.
Which is where we've been going since. That's where our last three Valentine's Days were.
I found a good pizza place, like, right around here. What?
Pizza.
Yeah. Dominoes.
You're such a... Anyway, it's one of those, like, you know, put on your suit and get all fancy.
Smear it with sauce.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I love it so much. It's so good. So good. So
all right, John Ralphio.
So we've been going there, and
so it's like a gift and a dinner.
Yeah, man. We usually do like dinner and a show, like just like something like stupid like that. I'm trying to remember our second Valentine's Day, and I can't.
It's okay.
Last year
we've established. This guy doesn't drop the ball.
No. Last year we saw Warm Bodies and then we went to dinner.
Fucking film sucks.
That was good. I liked it.
I figured you would like it.
I hate zombies, but I liked that movie.
Really? Because I hate them too. I figured they would be your jam.
No. I'm terrified.
You like that
of
Nerdist
zombies.
Guy?
I'm terrified of zombies.
Oh, they actually scare you, but isn't that the point?
No. I don't like being scared. I don't like horror movies. That's stupid. I hate it.
I'm with you on a lot of that. I really don't get the point. You want scared? Unprotected sex, and then the clinic.
Yeah, man.
And that's a pounding in your chest.
Yeah, that's something you don't want just watching a movie.
But there's an addiction to that, too.
No, I don't have that.
Oh, really?
Totally don't have that.
Back in the day, that was my jam.
Getting scared?
Just the unpro and the trip to the clinic. And then when they give you rubbers and they're like, you realize these only work when you put them on. When the clinic lady is giving you shit, you know you got to change your life a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, this year we saw the Lego movie for the second time. We were looking at the movies, we're like, we've seen everything that we want to see. And then I was like, well, we both wanted to see the Lego movie again, so we went and saw it in 3D for this time.
Fucking hate 3D.
Me too, but it was actually okay.
I've seen Gravity in 3D.
Oh,
I
God,
saw...
I did too, and I almost shat myself.
Really? Like, I saw it normally at first, and I loved it so much. I was like, this is one of those times I want to see a film again, and fuck it, I'm not going to see it in 3D at home ever.
That movie gave me so much anxiety.
So I saw that, I liked it. I saw Avatar in both ways, and I saw Pacific Rim both ways. Pacific Rim fucking suffered so much via the 3D. Like the monsters and the robots, they're all so brightly colored. Mm. And then you're putting on sunglasses. What the fuck? What? Ebert,
well,
the whole movie
was kind of dark, though, like color-wise. Like,
yeah, which is why you didn't need something to mute it more.
That's true.
Ebert used to always rail against that. He was like, why do we not acknowledge that you're putting on a sunglass that makes the goddamn movie that much darker?
It's true.
And he's right. Not only that, they never fit your actual like eyes all that well. That was me dropping my phone. You're seeing the rim of the glasses like the whole way through.
Yeah, you think they would have found a better way to do that? Maybe
yeah,
like a
just,
visor.
Just get,
like,
yeah, like a big
like
Geordi visor.
Yes.
That's what I want for 3D technology.
Yes. Anyway, that movie's awesome.
Which one?
The Lego movie.
I've had Christ, like numbers like The Godfather would on Rotten Tomatoes. It was like 96%.
Yeah,
it was
man.
Goddamn absurd.
It's
I didn't even know about that fucking thing until like 2 days before it came out.
Yeah. So it's great for everybody because it's great for kids because, you know, kids, movie, Legos.
Kids like Legos. Yeah. I've noodled that one out.
But for us, you know, I grew up with Lego. I, you know, everybody like my, our age, like that's our generation was like the Lego generation and they had a lot of callbacks. They had a lot of, you know, like just things that only people.
Were there ALF references? What?
Yeah.
Were there really?
I was trying to think. No, there was not. But just like
I was trying to get from ALF to an Auschwitz joke, and I couldn't do it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just wanted to let you know what was in the back burner.
All right, I'm gonna let that go.
Thank you.
I forgot what I was talking about. Anyway, so we saw a movie and it was awesome.
Okay.
And then we went to dinner and it was awesome.
Did you get yours? Did you get dessert?
Oh, my God.
And by that, I mean Dick Eclair. What?
I had an eclair for dessert.
Well.
It was amazing.
I'm mildly psychic. I just meant, did you get a penis in your vagina?
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
So.
She's nodding vigorously. And then she's doing the skiing move. She's indicating two partners.
Yes.
Wow. Very adventurous for a Valentine's Day. Opening things up a little.
I got this.
Ooh. I thought that was a medic alert. Just kidding.
Fuck. You.
It's a very nice silver bracelet.
It's a Marc Jacobs.
Okay.
Your face is blank.
Yeah.
He's an incredible designer. I love him very much. He's amazing. I got this gorgeous bracelet. And
it looks like it has a little cocaine compartment.
It's a turn lock to keep it on.
Oh, okay.
Turn lock. Anyway, so that's my precious. I love it so much. I like shiny things.
All right.
And my boyfriend knows that, so he nailed it.
I bet he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the audience goes, woo! like we're on a Fox show circa 92.
Like, different world. Dinner was great. The restaurant is amazing, but at the same time, it's
is
like...
Is it this guinea place you love?
Yeah, it's like...
What's it called again?
Philomena.
Philomena.
You sounded like such a...
Philomena.
So it's really cramped. Like, the tables are really close together, and there's always a ton of people there on Valentine's Day, and they decorate it really stupidly. There's, like, swans and...
A lot of crepe paper, like a prom.
Yeah, and there's, like, doves hanging from the ceiling, like, strung, like, through the middle of their bodies. I'm like, that's
wow.
Terrible. But it's always entertaining for people watching too. Like there's this couple behind us that was this one guy who was obviously like reaching like oh this pretty girl wants to go with me and she was dressed like she was going to the fucking club, like
mm-hmm.
She looked so trashy and she was laughing like Fran Drescher and.
So
like,
she was laughing at his shit. So he was clinging to some. You're saying he was like punching above his weight a little bit.
A little bit. And like she was taking selfies with like the wine bottle and
oh God, okay. That's horrid.
That's the kind of girl it was.
So she could post this shit on Instagram.
Yep.
And,
she was dressed like she was wearing like a mini tube dress and taking selfies with alcohol bottles.
But was she hot? That's the important thing.
What? She was a
but
solid
was she,
six.
Was she not hot to you because you're into offbeat shit? And like, was it something where I'd be like, I'd come inside her and then hate myself?
No, we have similar tastes in women. But
name
she,
some hot ones real fast. I need something to think about later when I
can't. I can't. I can't. Right
Sophia
now.
Vergara. Vergara, however you pronounce it.
I like her
it.
From the neck down.
Oh, you don't want to fuck that big Joker smile mouth of hers? Whatever.
She looks like she has a huge overbite. Anyway, so, like, her body was great, but her face was not so much. Anyway,
okay.
So, yeah, that was
so she's a 10. Continue.
Yes. That's it.
Sorry, I'm texting my friend who just saw Don John, and he's saying that porn is a huge problem in our culture.
I need to see that movie.
Much more insidious.
I didn't see that.
I could do a whole segment on that. And we can't because the show's actually over. And I thought that would be a segment we were doing. But once again, you and I, just the banter, it flows, kid. It flows.
Like gravy.
It flows in.
In like, I got, never
that
mind.
That is a fat, fat simile right there.
I was trying to make it fatter, but I think gravy is pretty fat. Fat people.
I'm glad you had a good Valentine's.
You too.
Yes, my wallet resents it, but it's okay.
Whatever.
I got a little ass. I got
deal with
a
it.
Happy girlfriend. Deal. I don't even notice the money's going.
Well, then stop talking about it.
I like to. Mm. I got a character to keep alive, and that is the cheapskate. It's a real twist. It's so unlike me in real life. Shut up. I will give you $2 toward a lunch of your choice. How's that?
Oh, $2.
All right. This was Papa's Basement. Laura, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And your Twitter handle again?
@QVibranium.
There you go. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement for me. Show's website inpapasbasement.com. Go there for a couple episodes a week and my writing as well. And if you do iTunes, just look up Papa's Basement and subscribe and rate us. Thank you. Tell your friends. I'd like listeners. And if you listen, tweet me, email me, Facebook me, whatever.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.